Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway at 9:18, brought to you by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. I'm having my Harvest Ridge today with chocolate milk and an extra ice cube. So you can have Harvest Ridge any way you like, as long as you drink Harvest Ridge while you're listening to The Mary Griffith Show. Well, here we are, the fourth Thursday of the month. Mayor Mike Trope has stopped by from the city of Quincy. There is so much happening. It's just amazing what is going on. Last month, we talked a little bit extensively about the cyber attack. Things are getting back to normal. We did a news story maybe a week ago that some people inadvertently got a, you're about to be cut off, you haven't paid your utility bill. These things happen. The city quickly said, don't pay attention to that. But it is interesting because the utility billing is something that everybody takes for granted. It just happens kind of automatically, and that department probably runs smoothly 99.9% of the time. So how are people handling this? Is everything A-okay already?
Yeah, it is. And this week, Tuesday, credit card, debit card processing was back. And, you know, there's quite a few people that use that
their
utility bill.
Your utility bills aren't small anymore,
right.
You know. They're
right.
Pretty big, yeah.
So, we've got that working again, which has been good, and people have responded. We've been really busy with people last week coming in, paying their water bills, et cetera. And there are some of those notes that went out on the bill, which was a standard programming thing that nobody caught until the first few calls came in. But we aren't shutting anybody's water off or services off because of this thing. And we feel really, you know, but everything's getting back to normal.
It's going to take some time still. I mean, when will the last vestiges, how far, I mean, we've come a great way,
yeah. But
there's still a few things that still need to kind of get ironed out, or is everything pretty much back to normal?
Well, everything going forward is back to normal. There are some things that we're doing to even strengthen our systems to make it even more challenging for something like this to happen in the future. And there are some other improvements that we were contemplating to do this year that this gives us a good excuse to let's do it now to pull all that together. So, but yeah, you're right. It's going to still be a couple more weeks for everybody to have all the information. It doesn't affect really the public so much as more internal operations. You know, the public, again, know that we've never had a problem with fire, police, airport, the water, you know, getting fresh water, getting the sanitary sewer, any of those services, trash, garbage, all of that, or recycling, all of that continued without a hitch. So the core systems and services that the city provides were totally unaffected between the city and the public. So I'm grateful for that. Our biggest inconvenience was the email issue.
We're so used to using that to contact everybody.
Right. And so that created some extra challenges. Maybe a few of us missed a meeting or two because we didn't get the email. But we'll work through all that.
Well, you ought to buy a passenger pigeon or whatever that is, you know, carrier pigeon. Well, it's good to hear that everything is back to normal or almost back to normal. And it is a clarion call to everyone listening. If you think your identity is protected, you better make sure you're free from hacking, because if the city of Quincy had an insurance policy, they had experts that were provided by the insurance company to come in and get them out of this mess. If this happened to a smaller public entity without the insurance we had, or if it happened to you personally, so redouble your efforts to be careful. And like you said, I think I asked you, you know, could this have been prevented? And of course, yes. I mean, if you'd had all these precautions, but it often takes something bad to happen for us to come full circle. Let's talk a little bit about some other things that have happened. We have a new police chief. There has been criticism. I want to give you a chance to answer that. So, you know, the lovely thing about social media now is that anybody can go on and criticize the mayor or criticize the process or say the mayor is great, or, you know, I mean, there's two sides to every story. Are you satisfied with Adam Yates as chief of police? And in hindsight, what would you have done different about the hiring process?
Yeah, Adam, you know, he's been serving as our interim police chief for over a month. During that time period, Adam and I would have pretty regular meetings talking about issues or what we needed to plan. And, no, Adam is meets the qualifications. I think we've established a good foundation relationship to continue to work together. So that's who, again, the fire and police commissioners, you know, selected, you know, with that process. They're the ones that established the process. You know, I got criticized for controlling the process, which, again, whoever made those comments don't know that I had nothing to do with the process. I was participating in there the way that the fire and police commissioners established. So Adam, Adam's, you know, he's a 22-year veteran of the Quincy Police Force, and he's qualified. He's working hard. I've outlined some issues on the performance measurements that the fire and police commissioners asked me, you know, to do over this first 6 months. As Adam is our chief, and I've outlined that to him, and we're working along those lines. So I don't expect any problems. And, you know, his first week out, he gets to deal with a former presidential visit. So
Well, let's talk about that. I do, you know, like you said, Adam Yates will still, you know, he has to work within a budget. That budget is set by the city council, kind of overseen by the mayor. So one of the biggest problems, it's not going to be a controversy between you and Adam Yates. It's going to be, I'm sure Adam is going to want more and more and more police personnel because they're down low. So the city will have to maybe respond to that request, and that's down the road. But we are short-staffed on both our police and fire departments now, and I don't think any mayor wants to see those two vital agencies go short-staffed. But, you know, it's not something that can just be, you don't just hire a police officer and throw him in a car and say, well, figure it out.
Yeah, Adam will be the first to confirm. We have candidates that are qualified that we can get. Our the biggest issue that the city cannot modify is when you hire a person without any law enforcement background, they have to go to an academy. There's a limited number of academies available for law enforcement officers throughout the state. We use all of them, but we get assigned, well, you have two spots now in this academy. You get one spot in the academy 3 months from now. You get two spots or three spots in the academy six. So our fire and police commissioners know that because we've booked what we can, and we make a commitment we're going to have somebody in those spots. But then that's like a 12 to 14 week training. So there's no need for the city to hire extra people that cannot go to the academy for 6 months. So that's the other thing that the public sometimes misses. Well, why don't we just go off and hire them? Well, we have to work, you know, what's right with the taxpayers as well, which means let's hire them when we have the opening for the academies. Put the people in there, and the fire and police commissioners are doing a great job in balancing all of that out.
We're going to continue our conversation with Mayor Mike Trope, and he brings up an important event. The visit of a ex-president, a former president, Donald Trump, coming to our county. What does this mean for the city of Quincy, and what are our obligations? We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
This is your favorite president, I hope, Donald J. Trump. And I want to see you at my upcoming rally this Saturday. I'll be joined by some great American patriots who are running for office and who will win with your support. See you on Saturday.
Join President Donald J. Trump
at his rally on Saturday, June 25th at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Minden, Illinois at 7 p.m. Doors open at 2 p.m.
Get your tickets at DonaldJTrump.com. Paper by Save America, authorized by the Canada and Canada's Committee, DonaldJTrump.com.
Quincy's Summer Picnic Jam is coming.
Riverfest rocks.
Riverfest Quincy, August 4th through 6th on the Lake of Park Riverfront. Starring Chris Cagle, August 5th.
Colorado.
With special guests, Calista Clark.
It's I am.
And ACM nominee, Lily Rose.
Also, Puddle of Mud and Through Fire Thursday and Bad Flower, 10 years in any given sin Saturday.
Riverfest Rocks.
3 days, one price tickets on sale now online at riverfestfm.com for an unbelievable $51, but only until July 1st when the price goes up.
Single day tickets also on sale.
Chicks, 16 bands, 3 big days, 8 national acts, all for $51. Or upgrade to VIP for just a few dollars more.
Riverfest Rocks.
Chris Cagle, Calista Clark, Lily Rose, and 13 more acts to rock your world. Riverfest Quincy. Get your tickets now.
Redecorating your home can be overwhelming. Why settle on average window treatments when Mr. K's offers a free in-home consultation that will provide you with ideas and a vision? Drapes, shades, blinds, custom made and perfect for your home. Shop local and get professional design and dedicated installation service with Mr. K's. Call today to schedule your free consultation. 217-222-5816. Mr. K's in Quincy.
And the loving life at the lake summer continues. Courtesy of Mountain Dew, your local Missouri Airco, and your favorite Star radio station.
This week's winner will receive a relaxation prize package at the Lake of the Ozarks. This includes $200 in gas cards to get you to the lake. Once you're there, you and a friend will love chilling at two lake area wineries, enjoying live music and drinks on us. Plus, a two-night overnight stay.
Sound like the getaway break from real life you need? Then enter to win. How? Visit your local Missouri Airco and look for the Mountain Dew display. There you'll find the text number and keyword to enter. And with so many local Missouri Aircos, finding a location is easy.
You could be loving it and living it at the lake when you take time to play. Someone is going to win a relaxation prize package to the Lake of the Ozarks valued at over $1,000.
The Lake Life Giveaway Getaway is going on now from Mountain Dew, Missouri Airco, and the Star Radio family of stations.
We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD, and in that commercial break, Mayor Mike Trope and I had a conversation, and he's being vetted by the Secret Service, and I had to go through that too, and that is an intense process, man. You better not have stolen a cookie off somebody's tray in second grade, Trope. They'll find out about it and hold it against you. But we are going to host the former president, Donald Trump, at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Now, the intriguing thing about that is Quincy will get hotel revenue. Quincy will get restaurant revenue. Quincy will get a lot of revenue from that. But it's not physically in our domain. So are we going to be reimbursed by the Miller campaign or the Trump campaign? Because these are political campaign events. Yeah. For any of the expenses we incur to send our police officers outside our jurisdiction to help up there.
Yeah, no, that's right. I just thought it was also interesting. You know, this is not the first president or former president to visit Quincy.
Oh, no.
And in this month's issue of the Governor's Post, which the Historical Society puts out, there's really a nice detailed article about Senator John Kennedy, who came to Lincoln Douglas, this building,
right here,
you know, to give a speech about his desire to become the next president. And then a month later, Richard Nixon came with his campaign. Al Gore came after that. We also had President Bill Clinton that came after his.
We had Michael Dukakis here when he was when he was campaigning. I don't know if he ever stepped foot in the city of Quincy limits, but he had an event at a farm.
Right.
I was part. You know, I've gone to all of these things.
Right, and then, you know, like Bill Clinton, he came the day after his last State of the Union speech.
That was huge.
It was very cold that day. I remember meeting him out at the airport because I was on the county board at that time. And we've had Senator Barack Obama came regarding the flood. We've had he came a couple times.
Yeah. And then he came back when he was president.
President, correct. The reason I'm pointing those out, in all of those cases, we're doing the same thing with President Trump or the former President Trump coming to Quincy. We have what's called mutual aid. So when Secret Service, which has the responsibility to protect these, you know, elected or former elected high-ranking positions, they ask local law enforcement for assistance. With mutual aid, just like people I think around here are more familiar with when there's a flooding, how do we work together? We do the same thing, even though Quincy streets typically aren't flooded. So yes, we're working. We're going to do some things at the airport. There'll be even more limited involvement from Quincy Fire Department or police out at the fairgrounds. But it's all being coordinated by the Sheriff's Department, by Secret Service. So will we be reimbursed? You know, we haven't been reimbursed for any of these other candidates. Those are all expenses that we've incurred in the past. That's what, you know, is troubling when people say, well, he's coming here for this. Well, off of my list, you can see all these people have come for some political reason. Okay.
Right, but they were, okay, I'm not trying to be argumentative, but Barack Obama was a sitting senator, and then he was a sitting president. Bill Clinton was a sitting president. Michael Dukakis was not.
Right.
John F. Kennedy was not. Oh, by the way, little trivia fact. I threw up on John F. Kennedy right here in the lobby of the...
Oh, gee, nice.
Yeah. My mother
Thanks
said,
for sharing that.
My mother said, kiss my baby, and I just went all over his nice suit. So...
He probably remembered that.
So if Donald Trump, if you would like me to come up and throw up all over you, I will be happy to do the same, and then you can say you and John F. Kennedy are kindred spirits. But,
yeah.
Well, I guess people are just concerned, and, you know, you can't worry too much. This is a political event, though, different than, like... But they're all political events. And that's why it's so unfair the incumbent gets to fly around in Air Force One and make all these appearances everywhere, you know. And now Trump is finding out, you know, he doesn't have the use of the company jet anymore. Of course, he doesn't have to worry. He could pretty much afford everything. But, you know, getting him from the airport to the fairgrounds safely, getting him back, crowd control, it's going to be an interesting day. And not to mention, we've got a big event going on this weekend in Quincy, too, with our Q-Fest.
Right.
So we can't send everybody to Mendon. We have to keep some force here. So.
Well, we have that, and we're just wrapped up last night, you know, the Little People's Golf Tournament. So, you know, I know it's been challenging to find a hotel room for the last few weeks. We've had great weekend events for the last, what, 4 weekends now in a row. Those people that want to go see the former president, they have the opportunity to get tickets. Those that could care less, they don't have to do anything. They can come down. There are several other things that they can do.
Right.
So no one's being forced to do something that they don't want to do.
But this may be a record-breaking crowd on the Adams County Fairgrounds. So that will be kind of an interesting...
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, this is huge.
Yes.
I don't care what your political stripe is. I don't care if you like the guy, don't like the guy, couldn't care less. There are going to be as many as 35,000 people who will endure a wait time, heat, a Secret Service wanding. I mean, they're pretty thorough who they let in and who they don't let in. So it's going to be great. And you are hoping to meet the president and give him a little gift from the city of Quincy.
Sure.
And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's to be expected. No matter what political party you are, you would be expected to be a gracious host to someone of that stature who visits our community. Before we take another break, I just want to give you a chance, Mr. Mayor, because you're so gracious to come on here. And, you know, we follow what happens with the city every Monday night. Why didn't you guys take Juneteenth off?
You know, all of our holidays are negotiated by the union. And we completed all but the police union contracts last year. That was not
part
a requested deal. So those contracts are good for 3 years. We're in the second of a three-year contract. I'm sure discussions will come up. I personally participated as mayor with events on Juneteenth this last weekend. There's another one Friday night that I'll be at.
I'll be there, too.
There you go.
You can't get enough of me.
Yes. So, you know, you can celebrate without having a holiday.
Right. I was just curious, and that makes sense. I mean, you haven't had time to really put that into the workload of the city, because it's the newest holiday we have. It's less than a year old. What other things do you want the WTAD listeners to understand about the work that the council is doing right now? What's kind of on your front burner?
Two things. Housing remains a significant issue. So we have different, you know, programs to help developers, you know, build more housing here. We're focusing on that, trying to work with different people, actually trying to help attract outside developers to come in, because again, our experienced builders and developers are swamped already, but we need housing. When people say, I'd like to come work for XYZ business in Quincy, but there's no place for me to live, that's a real issue. We have over 1,000 jobs, permanent full-time jobs available throughout Adams County, most in Quincy, and with unemployment here in Quincy of something less than 3%.
Which is zero for all intents and purposes. Anything below 3 is considered full employment.
Right. So it's a nice problem to have, mm-hmm. but the longer it goes, the more frustrating it becomes for our bigger employers. And it's across the board, healthcare, restaurants, the industry, manufacturing positions. You know, show me a business that's not looking, that doesn't have a job opening.
Yeah.
So
and you're right, Little People's was so great. I mean, I checked in on Sunday. I know nothing about golf, but I can ask you where you're from and what your name is. And they come from all over the United States and even the world to come here to Quincy, Illinois to play golf. And next year will be the 50th, and I'm sure they're planning a huge, you know, blowout for that. So what else besides housing? Because, again, we have talked about I think we've been talking since Maggie Strong started this fourth Thursday. We've talked about housing every fourth Thursday ad nauseum. But
the other is, the other is related. It's the hotels, you know. We're still at 800 hotel rooms.
I've heard a few things about where hotels might be going. Was one of the hotel locations being thought about by the Quincy Town Center?
Yes. That's one. Also, further east off of Broadway is another potential site.
What about down here, though? This is where
we have one looking at the property west of 3rd Street. Along the riverfront or close by to the Oakley Lindsay Center and the riverfront. So, yeah, we've got several serious hotel developers that are really taking a close look at Quincy right now.
So East Broadway, the Quincy Town Center, and on the riverfront are all three places where hoteliers are now looking.
Yes.
Okay. Can we support all three, or will it be?
This week we surely can.
You're right about that.
Yeah. You know, there's several sold out. All of the Quincy hotels have been sold out several of the weekends. You know, you don't get all the rooms sold out Monday through Sunday every week. They'd love it. But we have more and more events that are interested to coming to a smaller community. They don't want to hold their annual events in Chicago or Peoria or Springfield. They like to
pool thing that we had, we're going to get them back. They loved Quincy. You know, it's kind of funny. Now, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to give you a political advice here.
They're good.
Next time you bring those three hotel guys in, make sure it's on a weekend when all the hotel rooms are sold out. Then when you say, just call and get your reservation, I'll meet you Monday morning at 9 o'clock, and they say, we have to cancel, we don't have anywhere to stay, you'll say, well, you better
get
here pretty
quick.
That's
a great idea, Mary. Yeah, that's a great idea. Although I want them here, so I've got to find a time where they can come here.
Well, I guess, I've got a spare room. I'll do it for Quincy. Mike Trope, thank you so much. You're always so generous with your time. You're always forthcoming. It's tough being the mayor because, God, everybody has an opinion. They either love you, hate you, or maybe on any given week, it's both. So now you know the next job for you is radio announcer, and then you'll really have the whole enchilada. But thank you. Good luck. I do hope you get to meet President Trump and give him our gift from the city of Quincy. And we wish everybody safe travels over this weekend and the 4th of July, and we'll see you back here in a month, if not sooner.
Great. Thanks,
thank
Mary.
Thank you. The notorious D.O.B., Don O'Brien, is in the building, and we're going to talk about the Better Business Bureau. And, Don, you've got a scam that's going around that is especially older folks are a little bit more susceptible to falling for this. So tell us all about it, please.
Okay, so it's being perpetuated through Facebook, and, while Facebook at one time was for the youngsters, it's more toward older people now. They like to keep in touch with people, and you may have friends. Are you a Facebook person or no?
I am not. See, I've never been on social media. Don't want to be.
You are a smart lady. I don't know if you've anybody ever told you that before.
I would say, a lot of people have talked about me on Facebook, but I don't have a Facebook page.
You've never seen what the trolls have to say.
I don't see what they say, so you might as well stop. It's not hurting my feelings at all.
Okay, so obviously with people on Facebook, you have friends, you have a lot of people you know. Some people you just may friend them because, you know, you don't want to say no to their friend request.
Yeah, it's very awkward.
Correct.
You know, somebody would walk up to me and say, what's your birthday or can I have your phone number? And I'd be like, no.
Yes.
But they're like, can I be your friend on Facebook? It's like, well... how am I supposed to say no?
Yeah, so what happens is Facebook has the Facebook, you know, the regular, and then it's also Messenger. You can send messages through Facebook. So the way the scam starts is that you get a message from a friend of yours on Facebook. Now, what we're seeing with the scam is a lot of older people are getting their Facebook profiles either hacked or cloned by scammers. If you have a Facebook profile, make sure you use two-factor authentication. That's the way to do it, so that way it's tougher for these people to access it. And they'll start off with a very benign, hi, how are you doing, or something along those lines, trying to get you to bite. And then what they'll tell you is that once you say, oh, I'm great, how have you been? They will say, oh, I'm great. I saw your name on this list for this government grant. I just got $100,000. You can too if you reach out to this person. And they try to take you off the platform and start communicating with someone else. They try to take you off Messenger, and you know, they purport that you can get all this grant money if you pay a small upfront fee. A lot of times they'll say if you pay 1% of whatever you want, that's how much you can get. So $100,000. If you pay $1,000, you're going to get $100,000 in return. People fall. I know you're looking at me like, people really do this? Yes, people really fall for this. And then what happens once they pay the $1,000 is, oh, wait a minute, you have to pay some taxes on that, so you need to pay us more money. And more often than not, that these people ask to be paid in. What do you think they ask to be paid in?
Debit cards or gift cards.
Gift cards. Ding, 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 ding.
Never pay for anything with a gift card. I've learned that from DOB.
Never pay for anything with a gift card. Now they're even getting a little bit more advanced, and they may ask you to pay in some type of cryptocurrency where they'll send you a QR code, and they'll say, take this to your nearest cryptocurrency ATM, something we've talked about on the show before. There are cryptocurrency ATMs here in the Gem City. They're the same as a Hannibal. You're up in Keokuk. They've got them up there, too. No matter where you're at, they've got crypto ATMs close to you that the scammers can direct you to. And then you show the QR code, put your money in the machine, bye-bye money. So if you were to get some type of offer from a quote-unquote friend on Facebook, the first thing you need to do is step back and say, hey, would my friend really offer this? And if you think so, reach out to that friend. Don't message them on Facebook because their Facebook's been compromised. Actually call the person. If you're not really quote-unquote friends with this person in the first place, just delete it. Don't even move forward with it because these are scams 100 out of 100 times.
I have fallen, well, not really fallen. I mean, I've replied to, I remember one time I got something from a local person in the education field. Well, this person and I have communicated mm-hmm. in the past for professional reasons. And I get this email from him. I'm sorry, my email was hacked and blah, blah, blah. I need your help. It didn't say send me money or anything. So like an idiot, I go back, well, I'll do anything I can. What did you want me to do? Mm-hmm. Did you need to be a guest on my show or what do you want?
Yes.
Well, I never heard back. And then later, that person again contacted me, the real person, and said, oh, my gosh, somebody is trying to get you to help me. I'm mm-hmm. fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I was hacked. And this is very discouraging because when I see an email from someone who I know they are, I open it.
Yes.
We all do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see a telephone call from somebody I think I know, I answer the phone.
You answer the phone. And then if that's exactly like with this scam. You've got somebody is a friend. And, you know, we see a lot of older adults falling for these, and these may be people, well, I've known him since I was 10 years old. We went to grade school together, and, you know, now they're in their 70s. You know, people they may know for 50, 60 years. And, you know, unfortunately, people fall victim to it, And you think, well, gosh, why would somebody be so selfish to go after all that money for nothing? A lot of times, the person's intentions are good. They want it. They think they could do good for their community if they were able to get this quote unquote grant.
Yeah, I could help the park district or whatever. Correct. I could buy a new slide.
Yeah, I could help my church.
And they might say, you know, this is great. They're giving this money so that you can do this, and you're like, I would love to have that in my community.
Yes. So just be really wary. I mean, if you're going, there's a way to get a grant. A lot of times, you have to write. You have to write something to get a grant. You have to, you know, map out your plans. One thing you never have to do to get a grant is to pay money up front to get that grant. So, if you get some, and I'm telling you what, I get these all the times, and I will get friend requests from people that are usually older adults. They friend request me, and it's like, well, this person's been hacked. And pretty much often they are, and it doesn't take long for that person to. I had one about 3 months ago where I friended the person, and I'm not kidding you, 10 minutes later, they're like, hey, how are you doing? You want to hear about the latest grant thing? And that was the one that, and I'll play with them every now. You should just come off because I think I know what I'm doing. I play with them. I had to go to the agent. My agent, you know who my agent was? Phil Collins. So I had Phil Collins as my agent. So I continued to add, I put in like Phil Collins songs as part of all my responses. I strung this person along for like a day or so.
But that's the other thing that I have heard, that somebody that's really enamored, and it could be an older person or an extremely younger person.
Yes.
You know, Justin Bieber or whatever. It's probably passé now. But, you know, somebody's going to talk to you, and you can be involved with this. And he's investing in this because he's such a good guy. And,
yes.
You know, and we know that this is why the United Way came out right away with help for Ukraine, so that you could give to a legitimate source.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so hard. We have to constantly be wary, and yet we go to church every Sunday, and we're told to love our neighbor, be trusting and forgiving, and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And we want to do that, but we're more susceptible to being scammed if we do that. So sometimes you have to use common sense. And I hate it, for example, interestingly, my cousin Suzanne is a doctor, very smart. She's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy tried to sell her a solar panel. And she said, I'll talk it over with my husband, which is what most women would do.
Yes.
Well, he would not let it go. I mean, he just kept bugging her and bugging her and bugging her. Phone calls, texts, messages, everything. Finally, she got her son-in-law to say, cease and desist. Do not contact my mother-in-law anymore. She doesn't want to buy your solar panels. And I compare that to local people who sell solar panels, who are in this community and know the people, and they're not going to put pressure on you. Like, if you don't buy this today, you're not going to get this great discount.
Yeah, the thing that you need to remember, and again, I talk to senior groups, and I tell them all, they're from an era, and even us, I mean, you know, you ran to the door to see who was there. You ran to the phone when you were a little kid to see who was on the other end of the phone. You don't do that anymore. You are under no obligation to ever answer your front door if you don't want to know who the person is there. You're under no obligation to answer the phone. Any of these things, you know, if somebody comes to your house and wants to sell you solar panels, you're under no obligation to let that person into your home to do their sales pitch.
Right.
So, you know, just, and again, that runs counter to everything that a lot of older adults have believed in life, you know, handshake agreement, like you said, trust your neighbor, those types of things. I'm not telling you not to trust your neighbor. I'm just saying know who your neighbor is before you start to trust them.
The Better Business Bureau, of course, I can help you with a variety of problems. They do put out their tips for dealing with debt collectors, and I just want to share real quick with you, Don, because the Better Business Bureau advertises in the morning, as you know and have heard.
Yep.
And one thing I'm always telling people, join the Better Business Bureau, get that A-plus accreditation if you can. You can't buy it, but the other day we had Rupp Masonry doing work, and I thought, you know, I didn't hire them. I mean, our landlord did. I thought, wonder if they are members of the BBB and are rated. So I just put them in real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, and they got an A-plus rating.
Yep.
So, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes if you think you might have made a mistake, give yourself a little bit of time to do some more research. If anybody has to sell you something right then, that's a clear indication to me that you should not be doing that, unless maybe you're buying a house right now, because that really, you probably do have to sign immediately.
But you're right, the more pressure they put on you, the more likely it is of somebody you might not want to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, when you go out to a car dealership, you know, if you're in our local town and you're dealing with somebody you know, they're never like, Mary, even though we have 13,000 cars on this lot, if you don't buy this car today,
it's gone. Yep.
You know, so a lot of it is really know who you're dealing with and know who you're dealing with. Don't take an email or a phone message or a text message. Hi, this is Don O'Brien. You don't know that.
Correct.
You don't know that. Don, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
If folks want to, if businesses want to join the Better Business Bureau, or if folks have things they'd like to learn more about their scam alerts, how do they get involved?
Certainly. We have a ton of information for consumers at BBB.org, or you can call me. I love talking to folks. I get calls. People say, I heard you on Mary's show. This is what I got, a question I've got for you. You can call me at 217-209-3972.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.